Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Elizabeth, let me start by saying thank you for being part of the TDS podcast. We are so happy. This is a long overdue conversation.
It's so my pleasure. Talk about TT in India.
We've talked about it in our own conversations, but I thought I should hear from you again, and others should as well. How did this love for India develop?
My journey with TT truly began when I moved to the Netherlands in the 90s. There, my husband, to introduce me to the world of tea, and my very first experience was with none other than Darjeeling tea, and it was a staple to on the shelf and available in every tea shop we visit. The name Darjeeling was completely unfamiliar to me in that time. Once in Brazil, I never tasted it in my own life, because in my generation, the tea, and I mean a lot of the women here, they knew only about herbal infusion. We thought it was tea, but it was herbal infusion made by our grandmothers, mothers, like mint, chamomile, fennel, and other region herbs. My curiosity drove me to understand why Dutch people were so fond of tea. At that time, offering tea was like a first gesture of hospitality I never heard about. Was completely ignorant about tea. This warm gesture left a lasting impression on me, and Darjeeling being my first experience, became my favorite. It inspired me to create my own tea import business when I returned to Brazil. Well, India became a part of my thoughts, not only because it is the producer of Darjeeling, but also because I had the chance to meet my first tea supplier in the Netherlands, Jaap de Groot, who had a deep connection with India. He traveled around the tea several times, frequently, and sharing his stories, painting an extraordinary imagery of India in my mind. But that time it was unreachable to me, you know? So because I needed to establish my business, my first time in business, before I couldn't fulfill my dream of visiting India. Many challenges on this journey meant that I had to focus on building my mission to promote tea culture in Brazil.
It still took you about 25 years before you made your India visit, you know?
Yeah, the trip to India. Yeah, this is my favorite topic this day, you know? Because I think everybody here, I talk about India like it's my neighbor, you know? You have to go to India and speak about, I think people are full of me to speak about India, you know. But it's my favorite topic. I haven't been to India three
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.